Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
My name is Rachel.
And hopefully we have managed to convince Cade to put the Mortal Kombat music at the start of the show because we are talking about Mortal Kombat. All of it.
That's right.
All of the Mortal Kombats. And there's no better way to get pumped than with the old school Mortal Kombat intro.
Indeed.
Hey, what's your Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
What's Mortal Kombat to you?
Mortal Kombat to me is like one of my favorite childhood video games turned into one of my favorite childhood movies. Twice over, and now three times over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, look, before we get too far, I guess we will be talking about the 1995 Mortal Kombat. We'll be spending, unfortunately, a little bit of time talking about the 1997 Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Don't knock it.
And among other things, we will also be talking about the 2021 Mortal Kombat movie reboot, which both Rachel and I have seen. So, Mortal Kombat. Where did you first come across Mortal Kombat? Then, so did you start with the game?
Yeah, it started with the game.
Yep. Yeah. The first game.
Possibly. I don't know. I was probably way too young to be playing
you
it.
You would have been way too young.
Yeah, but
the game came out like 93.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have just been like mashing keys and being like, yeah.
Yeah, rip his spine out.
Yeah, and then there's the old like, let me get a hit.
Because
I was playing with my older sister and she just wouldn't let me even test my character. It's rude.
Older siblings.
I know.
They just don't understand.
No.
You know, you just don't know what you're doing and
you just
want to win.
I just see what one button does, but then she's just kicking my ass.
Or
zero fucks given.
Or you're so young that they are playing against the computer and don't even have the bloody controller plugged in.
Yeah.
And you just think you're playing, but it's not actually happening.
No, I was cognizant enough to know that my controller was indeed working.
Excellent. For me, I came to the party a little bit late. So I was never a gamer.
Okay.
Never much of a gamer, but I was a big martial arts enthusiast.
Of course.
So growing up, when the Mortal Kombat movie came out, it didn't matter what it was about. I sort of like I knew what the game was. I'd obviously seen it and I had played it and all that sort of stuff. And I was excited, but I was more excited about the fact that it was, you know, just this big screen martial arts extravaganza.
Mm.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, most of those people don't actually know martial arts, but that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. We did talk about this briefly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember being in the cinema, which is something that we've spoken about before, and having to sit in the aisle.
Yeah.
Because there were no seats because it was so packed out because people were so keen for this goddamn thing.
I mean, same though.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
So Mortal Kombat 1995.
Yes.
The original.
The original.
Came out 2 years after the game.
Yep.
I believe. There might have even already have been Mortal Kombat 2. Might have been out.
Ooh,
as in the second game.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mortal Kombat, what's your memory of Mortal Kombat? Because I've watched this as recently as yesterday.
Like the old one?
The old one, yeah.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. So I did my due diligence and I went back and watched the original Mortal Kombat.
I don't think that I've seen it in mature adulthood.
Oh, really?
If that makes sense. Like maybe you know, since 18, which is kind of official adulthood or whatever, but not since maybe like my 20. Yeah, 20. Maybe I haven't seen it since I was like 20.
Wow. That was decades ago.
That was almost 15 years ago. We won't talk about it.
Fond memories then, I guess you'd be thinking about this movie.
I mean, I know that it's shit. Like, I'll put it out there. I know that it's shit. This is going to end up being like another Godzilla vs. Kong situation because I know that it's shit, but I love it and I'll defend it.
Right.
I think it's one of the most quotable. I say it's one of the most quotable. I can really only think of one quote at the moment, and it's, your brother's soul is mine.
Well, yeah.
You will be next. And I always say it.
Well, he doesn't say next. He just says, you will be next.
Well, it's part of the accent. You will be next.
You will be next.
Wow, he's going to neck him.
He's going to neck him. Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Isn't there just that random moment where Raiden laughs for absolutely no reason and then he's like, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, look, Christopher.
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, as it were.
Lambert.
As Raiden is actually great. So I watched this movie a couple of years ago.
It's actually great. About to say racist.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. But but look at it through the eyes of a young man in 1995.
Sure.
And a much older man in 2021 when he watched it yesterday.
You're like the Highlander himself.
Look, I watched this a couple of years ago. I watched this and Annihilation back-to-back.
Yeah.
Because we were planning on doing it for the old show.
Yes.
I just must have been in the wrong mindset because I watched them and I'm just like, this is fucking trash.
Mm.
Like, this is absolute trash. What was I thinking? I mean, sure, I was a kid. Sure, I was, like, just excited to see martial arts on the big screen. Who knows?
Yeah.
But just there was so much about it that was just terrible. But I watched it yesterday and I'm like, this movie is fucking brilliant.
Really?
Yep.
So, enlighten me, friend.
Well, it's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe I watched it yesterday because I wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to watch it. I'm just like, you know, I will give this movie a watch. It's been a few years, and before that it had been a long time.
Yeah.
And I think at the time I was watching it purely because
you felt like you had to.
I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
But I watched it just for the sake of it. I had just watched the new Mortal Kombat movie not that long ago. I had just watched Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge.
What on earth is that?
It's the animated movie that's on Netflix.
Oh, my goodness.
Which we'll talk about briefly
in a little bit. I feel like I need to watch it.
You definitely do.
Okay.
You definitely do. And, yeah, just watching it, I understand that there's some serious, terrible parts in it.
Mm.
Most of it being Bridget Wilson as Sonya Blade.
Yeah, she's terrible.
She's terrible.
Yeah.
She's legitimately terrible. But the rest of it, it's just pure. I got to give it 5 stars.
Okay.
Just pure nostalgia.
I love that. Did you notice what I mentioned in a previous episode? Whenever Liu Kang falls down, he falls down 3 times.
Look, I was I was looking for it, but I didn't see it.
Yep. Okay. But he lands. Oh. Don't worry.
But there's some genuine, really good fight scenes in this.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of the best being, I will say, when Johnny Cage first fights Scorpion.
Yes.
So as shitty as Scorpion's
hand thing
coming out of his hand looks.
Yeah.
How it's like alive and stuff, and you know his hand just kind of melts open with shitty 1995 CGI.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty terrible. But that fight scene in itself is pretty great. And then there's the fight scene between Sub-Zero and Liu Kang.
Yep,
which is pretty brief because it ends pretty shit.
Yeah,
when Sub-Zero just decides he's going to put himself in like a like an ice dome.
Yeah, I was going to say, so he Han Solos himself kind of.
Yeah, he kind of like, he protects himself in an ice dome.
Yeah.
And then fucking Liu Kang just throws a bucket of water at him. And it's like, ah, you're fucked. Water turns to ice and naturally it turns into an icicle and kills you.
Yeah.
And then there's Liu Kang versus Reptile.
Mm.
When Reptile becomes a human man.
Oh, yeah.
And they fight on Outworld.
I love this. Mm. I love all of it.
The rest of it's shit. Like the,
yeah, true.
The rest of the fight scenes are pretty crap, but they are some of the best. Let's talk about Sonya Blade for a sec.
God.
What happened there?
So there are three memorable iterations of Sonya Blade. As a girl watching this, I remember thinking in the first Mortal Kombat film, oh, wow, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
And she can fight.
No.
She cannot fight, but it appeared as though she could.
Yeah.
But she cannot.
I think when you're a much younger person and you're kind of watching, you know, these sorts of things with your younger person fanboy eyes or fangirl eyes.
Yeah.
You just kind of like, you don't even care.
No.
Like in my mind, back in the day when she like flipped up and like grabbed Kano by the neck with her legs.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Fucking amazing.
Like, oh my God. Girl just, power.
Just like the game.
Yeah.
And then you see it again and, you know, you're like, fuck. Like that's there is literally a part where she throws a kick and falls over and they just leave it in the thing.
Really?
They leave it in the movie.
I don't remember this. Yeah,
I was watching it and I'm like, what are you going to do?
Maybe they did so many takes and they were like, you know what?
This stays this way now. This is the best we can do. Yeah. We decided to get fucking Bridget Wilson Sampras, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And
you mean she married Pete Sampras?
She married Pete Sampras.
Oh, bless her.
Bless her. Couldn't act for shit, so she
married,
you know what?
A tennis player.
I'll marry Pete Sampras.
Yeah.
No offense to Bridget Wilson.
And no offense to Pete Sampras.
I'm sure you're both
very happy.
Yeah, and lovely people.
Yeah.
You just can't fight. Neither of you. I'm assuming Pete Sampras can't fight either.
I don't think so.
Never seen him get into it, but hey. Lyndon Ashby is Johnny Cage. Remember Lyndon Ashby? I think he was in Teen Wolf as like a much older man.
I don't know. I see his face in my mind and I know that he's Johnny Cage and I don't know him from anything else.
No.
He's just Johnny Cage to me.
Yeah. What about then Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa?
I remember this guy, Shang Tsung.
You will
love
be next.
Him. You will be next. I love him in that role.
Yeah.
Look,
we'll talk about the new Mortal Kombat a little bit later.
Yeah.
There is no one like Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa's Shang Tsung.
No, there is nobody like that. And every time because I know he's been in like everything. But he's always Shang Tsung to me.
Yeah, look, if there was like if you needed like an older Japanese man in a movie back in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, it's him.
He was your go-to guy.
Yeah.
That was the guy.
Absolutely.
And Robin Hsu as Liu Kang.
Bless him.
Bless him.
And I love the way he falls.
It falls like a maniac.
Several times.
Can't act for
maybe it's more in Annihilation that he does the triple fall every time.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was in Annihilation.
Because the fight choreography in that actually got worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything about that movie was terrible.
The CGI was worse. The script was worse. The cast was worse. The fight choreography was worse, but I actually love it more.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I'm so fond of its shitness. I really am.
Like you think it's like a so bad it's good sort of thing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it is possibly one of the biggest letdown of a movie that could have possibly ever been made.
Yes.
Coming off the back of 1995's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, 2 years later, you were still hyped as fuck.
Oh, hell
yeah.
You're
like, fuck yeah. You hadn't realized that it was kind of like a bit, you know, campy. Maybe you realized it was campy, but you hadn't.
But it was the 90s and everything was kind of campy.
Yeah, and it was like it was cool and they were kicking each other's asses and the costumes were cool and, you know, even though like the characters weren't sort of really well done, they kind of didn't really need to be because it's just, you know, they're just fucking
just
characters from a
fight.
Game. Like there had only been Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 at that point in time as far as the games go. It's not like there was, you know, all of this 30 years of lore, you know, relating to Mortal Kombat and the realms and stuff like that.
Correct.
So, you know, it's not like they had years and years of story to kind of to take from. So it's kind of like, this will do. They look, here's Scorpion and Sub-Zero. They're like mortal enemies.
Yeah.
And that's about the most that you get.
That's all you need.
And that's
to
all
know.
You need. You don't need to know that it goes on for centuries and this person's from this clan and this person's from this clan and he killed his people and fucking all
I
that.
I love that there are so many characters that are essentially like they look exactly the same but in different colors.
Well, that's exactly what they did in the games, though.
Yeah.
They just swapped the color palette.
Yeah. And this guy's blue, this guy's yellow, this guy's green. We've got the black one, too.
Yeah. And they're literally all the same character.
It's the same character.
That was the best thing about the game,
yeah.
I think, at the time, was how it was just, it was basically like footage of actual people, like photo footage of people rather than it just being like Street Fighter or something like that, where it was like a cartoon or whatever.
Yeah, real, like it was super characterized in Street Fighter, whereas it was more realistic in the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and I think in the original movie they were all like proper people except I think you had Goro was the only one that was like a stop motion actual character design thing because, hey, there are no giant forearm bloody bald men.
Like in the movie?
No, in the first game.
Yeah, I think it was only
in the first movie, all of the people were real people.
They were all real people.
The only one that wasn't a real person was Goro.
Was Goro.
Yeah. It's the same. Magic. So, okay, look, we'll move on to Mortal Kombat Annihilation, but overall, loved Mortal Kombat, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And after seeing it again yesterday, my love for it has reignited, we'll say. So
bless.
I really enjoyed myself. Now let's talk about the shitstorm that is Mortal Kombat Annihilation from 1997. 2% on Rotten Tomatoes, which might be generous.
Absolutely deserved. It's a pile of steaming crap. It's possibly my favorite pile of steaming crap, though.
So why? Why do you have such an affinity for Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
I think it was because it's like one of my, you know when you're a kid and you have sick days?
Yeah.
And I just, all I can think of is me just eating 2-minute noodles wrapped up in a blanket and watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation and just thinking this is so fucking dumb. And it's one of those like you can fall asleep and then you kind of wake, you know, like you're sick. So you're like in a fevered haze and you're just watching something and you're kind of nodding off and waking up. And I don't know. It also had more girls in it.
Oh, it had a lot more
girls.
It
had a lot more girls in it. So it was maybe also that.
None of them were good.
None of them were good. Let's be fair. So it had like Kitana, Melina, Sindel, and Jade.
Yep. And Shiva.
And Sonya Blade. And Sonya Shiva. Blade. Yep. God, see, at least half a dozen girls in it.
Half a dozen. That's
at
like
least.
A Spice Girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you pick your favorites and and whatnot. I was always a fan of Melina because she was Kitana but evil.
Yeah, she was. That's exactly who she was. They were like stepsisters or some shit. Sisters.
I think she's like
sisters from
literally like
misters.
An evil twin.
Yeah, she's like she's like half bloody whatever Kitana is.
Yeah,
and half bloody whatever Baraka is. You know that guy with the knife hands.
With the knife hands. Yeah. That's why she's got the fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she looks completely normal. Like you almost might say hot.
Yeah.
You know, and she takes the mask
she
off.
Takes
you're
the
like,
mask
fuck.
Off, and you're like, oh, she fucked
that's
up.
That's some British teeth.
Some Austin Powers shit going on there.
But yeah, she was cool. Yeah, did she even really do anything in that movie?
She fought with knives.
No, I know like what she does.
Yeah.
In general.
In the movie, did she do anything?
Yeah.
Not really.
No. Did any of them? They had that Minotaur guy.
Yeah.
Mataro.
Oh God, yeah, they did. He was great.
Was he? Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive.
This movie took the gang to Outworld.
Yeah.
And immediately, because it effectively happens immediately after the events of the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, but half the cast is changed.
But half the cast is gone.
Yeah.
Johnny Cage, different guy.
Sonya Blade, different chick. Jax is different.
Jax is different. Yep. Jax is different as well. Bloody Raiden obviously is different. He's like he's a white guy now.
Oh my
like
God.
More of a white guy.
Yeah, who is it again?
James Remar.
Remar. I was gonna say Raynor. No.
Yeah.
Remar.
James Raiden.
James Raiden.
His last name's Raiden, that's why they cast
him. Raiden, played by Raiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was, look, so they've redone Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
Better? It got to be better,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So Sandra Hess was her name.
It's like going, is that better than essentially nothing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything is better than bloody Bridget
you
Wilson
Sampras.
You
can only go up, mate.
You can only
you
go
can
up
You can only
from
go
there.
Up.
They so, didn't go yeah. up a lot.
They didn't go up a lot.
But they went up enough.
You know, she brought a little bit more humanity to Sonya Blade.
They just don't, like, they just seem to continue. And this carries on a little bit into the new movie as well. Mm. Not as much, but it carries on a little bit. They always tend to go with, like, let's just find a hot blonde and we'll chuck her in some fucking army fatigues.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, we might take her through, like, a fight boot camp.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And then, you know, we'll be fine because she's good looking.
We'll be fine because she's a hot blonde.
She's a hot blonde.
Yeah.
And really, isn't that all Sonya Blade is?
And
she's just a bloody hot blonde.
She has to also be grumpy. Kind of a bitch.
Kind of a bitch.
But soft spot for a complete douche.
Yeah. In Johnny Cage.
Yes.
Who might be the franchise's best character.
Oof.
We'll discuss that later.
All right.
All right. Shao Kahn was in this.
Yeah.
That's bloody Shang Tsung's boss.
Yeah.
Not great.
Nah.
That dude, I don't have his name in front of me. I'm pretty sure his name is Brian Thompson.
Okay.
And he was like
he's got a giant mouth.
He has a huge fucking head.
Huge mouth. And he had an epic mask thing on.
Yeah, like Shao Kahn does.
Yeah.
But cheap. Like cheap looking.
Like made of plastic.
It's like if Shao Kahn lost his normal mask and had to like shop at the dollar discount store.
Yeah, yeah. He had to get MacGyver a replacement mask together.
He was the go-to guy for like big, like bad dudes in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they did it just because he was that guy.
Yeah, and like he's got that voice too.
And he's got the voice and he's like, you know, he's imposing and he's like, he's a big dude, but fuck, he cannot act.
No, not at all.
Nor fight.
No, he can't. Like, all the fighting in this one's terrible.
There are literally, like, okay, so look, going back to Mortal Kombat and you know, a little bit in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah.
Every sort of back character, like a Sub-Zero or a Scorpion or a Reptile or even like the Ermac and the Cyraxes and the Reigns from these movies. All of those people that have fuck all to do other than fight are genuine fighters.
Yes.
Robin Shu himself, pretty much. Lyndon Ashby, who played Johnny Cage in the first one, had done a little bit of like martial arts throughout his life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like any normal kid growing up probably does. Mm. He did like fucking Taekwondo until he was 7 or some shit. I don't know. Okay, cool.
It would be like my kid growing up and being like, I did a couple of years of martial arts.
Yeah,
we're
if your
good
kid
to go.
Right now stopped martial arts and then
and
in
then,
20 years became Johnny
bless.
Cage.
He knows his, you know, 1 through 8 of the hand moves and we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
But everyone else, effectively is just an actor who they've tried to make bloody fight.
Yeah.
Including Shang Tsung.
Imagine if they like took the role so seriously that they went and trained for ages. You know, like they got the role and they were like, fuck, I've got 4 months before
like
we start
boys.
Shooting. And they were like, oh my God, I've got to go train.
Yeah.
And then they went and trained but that's the choreography they were given.
So after all that, they still come
throw
out.
Throw it
and
all
like,
out the window because we're going to do this stupid ass choreography.
But imagine it was like The Matrix. You know how they took them all through like intensive kind of, you know, martial arts training.
Oh yeah,
and stunt training.
Yeah.
Prior to actually making the movie, like they had to do months of it and shit,
and
like
then
wire
just,
work and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so they actually looked relatively good.
Yeah.
When they were fighting.
No, but that's what I'm saying. What if they went through all of that and then the movie producers were like, by the way, we've got this sorted.
Well,
I would feel so cheated.
At that point in time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because Mortal Kombat Annihilation was probably nothing more than like a super quick like cash grab.
Yeah.
But they went too crazy with like the characters. They threw too many characters in.
Yeah.
They got too involved
in Annihilation,
with the story.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, the first one, you've got kind of like a core half dozen characters, right?
Yeah.
And then Annihilation, easily double it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just named six girls right off the bat. There's even more dudes in there and,
yeah.
and fucking aliens, animals, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, you can't just keep up. And all of them has their own individual backstory.
Yeah.
You're all you're supposed to understand why these guys have it in for each other.
Yeah.
And nobody knows.
And they start talking about, like, the other realms and stuff like that, like, a little bit more.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to know.
And it's like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, guy, there's been two games. Calm down.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe three by this point.
And Sindel's talking to Kitana, like, internet, really. Oh, daughter, blah, blah, blah. It's like, wait, that's her mom?
Yeah.
Why does she hate her daughter? Why does she want her daughter dead? What's going on? Yeah, what happened
no
here?
No one knows.
Nobody knows.
What I don't know from the first movie, yeah. I'm just going to jump around a bit here. Shang Tsung was really fucking into Sonya Blade for some reason.
Yeah.
He's like, I want that chick on that boat.
Yeah.
And Kano's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get her. Maybe we could share a room. And Shang Tsung's like, if you touch her, I'll break your face.
Yeah.
What's that all about? And then he, like, steals her later. He steals her.
Because she's the hot blonde in army fatigues. That's it. But they built her up to be, like, it was like, Liu Kang, Sonya Blade. Like, she's
she's right up there.
She's right up there, whereas she's not really.
Well, and then they go on about how, like, Princess Kitana is, like, their greatest threat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then she does fuck all.
She doesn't do anything.
She's, like, 10,000 years old and hasn't figured out how to fight yet.
Yeah. Like, she's got a couple fans.
She has a couple of fans with some knives in it. That's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, anything else you want to say about it other than the fact that it's terrible?
No. It's terrible and I love it and that's it. Really, that's all you need to know.
Can't even remember how it ended. Like, I don't even know what happened. I'm sure they won. I think Liu Kang, sure, like, did his, like, lightning kick or something.
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest.
You know,
I don't think it matters.
You know what they haven't perfected yet? Liu Kang's bicycle kick. Still looks fucking terrible in the new movie, but we'll get to that.
All right. We'll talk about it.
So there was Mortal Kombat 95, there was Mortal Kombat 97, there was an animated movie around 95 as well, which no one's seen.
Beautiful.
Then the next kind of real thing that came out was in 1999, there was a television show called Mortal Kombat Conquest.
No way.
There was.
That's so cool.
I shit you not, have not seen it.
Nah, neither.
No one has.
No.
Like, literally no one has. But it lasted a single season,
and
it was about as kind of, like, whitewashed as you would expect, like, something from the 90s to be.
So it's not animated? It's live action?
No, this is live action.
Aye.
This is a live action TV show. They were still trying to cash in, like, 2
Scarlett
years later.
Scarlett Johansson played everybody.
Scarlett Johansson was everyone. Yeah. Every Asian female character was Scarlett Johansson.
Or Emma Stone. Yeah.
Isn't that wild that... Yeah. They tried to get away with Emma Stone playing Hawaiian fucking... Who makes those decisions? Like, that
I
was
don't know.
Five
I
years ago,
a fly
10 years
on
ago
the wall
or whatever.
In the boardroom where they went, this is a great idea, guys. Yep.
It's like, we know this person is, like, full on fucking Hawaiian Asian.
Yeah.
And who can we pick? Ooh, you know who? Pasty skin, red nut, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, red nut.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Anyway, no one's seen Mortal Kombat Conquest. Then they brought out Mortal Kombat Legacy. Did you ever see these?
No.
So these were, like, these little kind of...
Shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen them, but I am aware of them.
Yeah. It was kind of like a bit more of a sort of, like, realistic, gritty-ish take on the thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily, like... There were, like, less kind of, like, ridiculous powers and things like that.
Yeah.
But they still did it. It was pretty cheesy. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like two seasons worth of these episodes, and you can watch the whole thing in 2.5 hours or something like that,
right?
Or on YouTube, so it's available if you haven't seen it.
Have you played all of the games?
No.
Have you played any of the games?
Hey. Look, I've played Mortal Kombat 1.
Okay.
And 2.
No, I'm only asking because 3. I'm wondering if those shorts are kind of just the you know, like if you played story mode.
Oh, yeah.
You get the backstories of characters and stuff like that.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that they were kind of like, it was almost like a like fan films.
Oh, okay.
It was like that kind of level, yeah. But they managed to get some sort of like big-ish name actors.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Casper Van Dien as Johnny Cage.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I love that.
They had, do you know Jeri Ryan? So she was from Star Trek. One of the, whatever the Star Trek was, the Next Generation.
Yeah.
But like that had the Borgs in it. I think she was like the female Borg. You okay. have no idea what I'm talking about.
Nah.
Anyway, so she was Sonya Blade.
All I can think is Bork, Bork, Bork.
Yeah, it's not that.
Okay.
It's definitely not the bloody Swedish chef from the Muppets.
Bork, Bork, Bork.
So they had her as Sonya Blade. And, you know, so not like huge people. Michael J. White was Jax. You don't know who that is either, do you?
No, probably not.
Oh, God, get out of here.
Sorry, I don't know fucking D-list rando actors.
Rando fucking D-list martial artists slash actors.
Holy moly.
But a similar thing with Jeri Ryan, Sonya Blade.
Mm.
Still not getting it right.
Oh, sad times.
Still choosing style over substance, I think.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
So some of Mortal Kombat Legacy is actually really good. Some of it is about what you'd expect.
Lovely.
Pretty trash.
But that's a good thing. You know, because if some of it is exactly what you expect and then some of it's better than that, then it can only be a good thing.
Yeah, if you set the bar super low.
We've discussed this. I always set the bar really low.
Set the bar super low you can't go wrong.
You know, you just got to live your life thinking that everything's going to be shit and you're always pleasantly surprised.
You'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Then in 2020, they released Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge.
Yes.
Which is a little bit more heavily based on the game.
Yeah.
And it follows that storyline a bit better, as well as it kind of like, I don't know if Mortal Kombat 2021 kind of takes from this or it's all just taking from the story, but it's very similar in the way how it all kind of starts and stuff like that.
So it's
very much about the whole clash of, you know, Sub-Zero's clan versus
the Scorpion's
clan or Hanzo Hazashi or whatever his bloody name is.
Yeah.
And, you know, how Sub-Zero basically just fucking murders his family. And
So
for whatever reason. He's just like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
It's actually because he wants to, like, end the bloodline for whatever reason, but...
Yeah, I mean, that was made pretty clear in the 2020 film as well, or 2021. We're in 2021. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
it was made pretty clear that he, like, that it was a bloodline issue, but it's like, okay, but...
But why?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just two warring clans.
Yeah.
That are basically just like, nah.
Sure. But I just want to know what started it. Like, come on, guys. What?
Well, like, whose original beef was it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I want to get to the root of the beef.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. And maybe we'll get to that at some point in the next upcoming Mortal Kombat movies.
Maybe.
But yeah, Mortal Kombat Legends, it's about 80 minutes long. It's animated.
Mm.
It's not a very good animation style because it's like Warner Brothers animation. So it's not as cool as like normal sort of like what you'd expect from this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which might be more like an anime style or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Okay.
But the story's pretty good.
I might give it a go.
I had a good time.
Aww.
And the games are up to like bloody 11 or something. Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they got there.
Neither.
1, 2, 3, 4. 10. 11.
Yeah. No, I think I
with
do.
With some bits in between.
Yeah, I think I do remember playing. No, I think I only remember playing 4 and then it was like 10 was out.
Yeah, because they started calling it like fucking Mortal Kombat Special Ops or, some shit.
Okay, so they started doing
Armageddon
weird shit with
and,
it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then they did the crossover with the DC
thing. Yeah, Injustice? Was it in part of Injustice?
No, I don't think so.
It was just a title.
It was just a thing.
Thing.
And yeah, the main like bad boss thing was a guy they called Dark Khan, which was an amalgamation of Darkseid and Shao Kahn.
Dark Khan.
Dark Khan. Yeah. So anyway, haven't really played any of the newer games.
Yeah.
But I did watch all the fatalities when they. Do you remember like when 11 came out? I think it was 11.
Yeah.
And they released like all the fatalities online.
Yeah.
You know, I watch that shit.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
I'm not going to sit through hours of a game. I don't have time to sit through hours of a game.
Yeah, I'm not going to do all the gameplay myself. I'm not going to figure out how to do them on my own. Yeah. If there's a YouTube video that's out there, I'm going to watch
showing me the fatalities?
Yeah, I just want to see the fatalities. That's all I want to know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So that brings us up to modern times.
Yes.
Basically, doesn't it?
Yes.
And the 2021 release reboot, if you will,
yeah,
of Mortal Kombat, which, look, this is the IMDb synopsis of Mortal Kombat 2021.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's pretty wrong.
All right, then.
It's on IMDb. Well, it's not super wrong, but it's just like I don't agree with it necessarily. But it basically says this. MMA fighter Cole Young seeks out Earth's greatest champions in order to stand against the enemies of Outworld in a high-stakes battle for the universe.
Well, that's entirely wrong.
And no, he fucking doesn't.
He doesn't seek anybody out. He's not seeking anyone out. He gets told, go find this chick because you've got a mark on you.
Yeah.
And people are going to come and get you and your family if you don't find this chick in frickin' wherever he has to go.
Well, then is he technically seeking out that chick?
He seeks out one person.
So he seeks Sonya Blade out, and then Sonya Blade's like, well, we're going to go and fucking find Raiden.
But he's like instructed to find her.
Yeah, by Jax.
You know, but it's like a life or death situation. So it's not like, oh, I'm seeking somebody, you know, seeking a friend for the end of the world. It's like...
yeah.
No, you got to find this chick, otherwise your whole family is going to die.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about this cast for a sec, because much better.
Much better. I feel like everybody in this is far younger
than
the previous films.
Look, they're probably all the same age.
But everybody just seems so young.
You know who's old now? All of those people in that first movie.
Yeah, I know.
It was like 26 years ago.
I don't know, because they just seem like, I watch them and I'm like, darlings.
Just all little kids, even Sub-Zero.
Children. Not Sub-Zero. Everybody but Sub-Zero. Not Scorpion, but like Cole, obviously he's a young man. Even Liu Kang seems young. Kung Lao seems super young.
Well, Liu Kang is young. But like, I mean, in the sense of like, it's not the Liu Kang, or I don't believe it's the Liu Kang that we would know from say the original, like the guy that's going to like save
the
Earth.
It's like he's a younger iteration, which is what I'm saying. Like everybody seems super young in this.
Yeah. And then Jax is the guy from Supergirl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you trying to think of his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Macad Brooks.
Sure.
And then, so you've got another version of Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
Who is played by an Australian.
Hey!
Bloody hell. And speaking of Australians, probably the best character in the whole movie.
Absolutely.
Josh Lawson's Kano.
Hell yes.
Never thought that like a character like Kano, based on what we had seen previously, would ever be like what you would call a show stealer.
Yeah.
But this definitely happened.
100%. Yeah, I loved Kano in this.
Yeah.
I mean, even in that first, in the 95 Mortal Kombat, he had a couple of lines that always made me giggle. But in this one, he is absolutely like the guy.
Yeah. I think it works heaps better with the R-rated setting.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously not just so much for the violence, but for the swearing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because back in 1995 when he was a bit like, what was he? He was like a British guy.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like
he's
a Cockney
like,
accent, like, hello, sweetheart. Darling.
Yeah, hello, sweetheart. Yeah. that sort of thing. And it's like, now it's like, Yeah, fuck off, you cunt.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it kind of reminded me of, like, I feel like Josh Lawson had watched a shit ton of, like, Aussie Man reviews videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just thought, you know what? That's the fucking guy I'm
going to go for. Yeah, yeah. He was like, Kano wins, you bloody ripper.
You fucking beauty.
Yeah, I love it. That, although I do think that they threw in some lines there that were like, oh, that's a thing that Australians say, but it's not really. Like, there was one, he's like, oh, you haven't got the mongrel in you. I'm like, I haven't heard anybody ever in this country say you haven't got the mongrel in you or you have got the mongrel in you. I've heard the word mongrel.
You're not hanging around enough mongrels, mate.
I am a mongrel.
Obviously not enough.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, I don't have enough mongrel in me.
You don't have the mongrel in you, all right?
I don't have the mongrel in me.
But yeah, look, I think a good part that they did was, so a lot of these people have done, you know, some sort of like martial arts training or something before.
Mm.
The kid who plays Kung Lao is like one of the stuntmen in like Jackie Chan's stunt team.
Great.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
Ludi Lin, the guy who plays Liu Kang, has also done a little bit of that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, obviously Louis Tan. Joe Taslim, if you don't know who that kid is.
I don't. I don't know who any of these people are.
So Joe Taslim's the guy who played Sub-Zero, right?
Okay.
And
cool, cool, cool.
So have you ever seen The Raid?
No. Look.
What about The Raid Redemption?
Look, I don't watch fight things, all right?
Why not?
Fight things, I don't know.
We're talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I watch Mortal Kombat.
It's literally in the title, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, 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 but I just don't ordinarily watch fight movies.
Anyway, those of us that do.
Yeah.
Well and truly know who Joe Taslim is well before this. So we knew him before he was cool.
Okay.
Cool, get it? Sub-Zero, right. Cool. Just not what I meant to do, but still. Anyway, so we knew that he was really good.
Yeah.
And him being in this and getting the spotlight and, you know, I think is really cool.
Mm.
Now,
you think it's cool?
I think it's cool. Hey, I'm not trying to make puns. Not trying to make Sub-Zero puns. This isn't bloody
Maybe
Batman
you should
and
just
Robin. I'm not like
chill out yeah. with those puns.
What did you think then of 2021? Mortal Kombat. We'll try to be like, you know, relatively spoiler free because it hasn't really like come out yet.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about some spoilers because there's some stuff we can't avoid.
Yeah, yeah.
But just give me your overall thoughts and then we'll, you know.
I actually really enjoyed it. I liked that it was R-rated because then you could get the feel for all of those fatalities and stuff that they have in the games. You can, like, relate it back and go, oh, that was awesome.
Yep.
You know, seeing all the blood and guts and everything like that. It's great. It's great. I just didn't – I felt like the story was kind of weak, as does tend to happen in these sorts of movies. But – I think it's also very deliberately building towards something and I appreciate that in the sense of if we're going to get another film, we have the backstory. Like they haven't done the thing where they make a film and they've got to really, really quickly touch on everybody's backstories and you're supposed to care about them and you don't really give a shit because you don't have a connection.
Yeah.
So you've done this where it's a deliberately a world-building and character-building movie and you know that by the next one you're going to get into the real story.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good point.
Yeah. So it kind of does make it weak and it's a little bit like, ugh. But then if you look at it from the perspective of, oh, okay, there's obviously going to be more of these and you can appreciate it as it's essentially a prequel.
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to put it. And I think, like, I guess a lot of the, like, my criticism initially would have come around the fact that, hey, there's no fucking tournament.
Yeah, there's no Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I came here to see a fucking Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing.
Yeah.
You guys have lied to me. I don't even know if you said there was one.
That's exactly what Jake said when the credits rolled. He was like, they lied.
Yeah.
They lied. What is this?
Where's the tournament?
Where's the Mortal Kombat?
But you're right in the sense that they obviously are world building.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the precursor to potentially getting that sort of thing later on down the track.
Yeah. Let's hope they green light it. Otherwise, it's just a completely pointless movie.
Effectively, yeah. Like if they have to take a chance, don't they?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't become a franchise, They've just got this painfully average, you know, kind of story.
Yeah.
Like the fight scenes and everything are cool.
Yeah.
Like the fatalities that they do, like, are cool.
Visually, it's great.
Yeah. Heaps of stuff that they've done is really good.
Mm.
But it's just if they don't
build on it,
then yeah, it's
useless.
You know, compared to, say, the original,
yeah,
which is just like, even they had barely had a tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at least
they had to get there first. They had to find everybody, get there.
But at least they tried.
They tried.
You know what I mean? They went to the island. They had a couple of fights.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're all just punching on with Shang Tsung somehow.
Yeah.
But at least they did that.
Mm.
And I think, you know, this, if we get there, I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool.
I like the idea of them finding their individual powers. Arcana, is that what it was
called? Arcanas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a made-up thing for this movie, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. But they needed to, I think, rather than rushing into a tournament, that's what they did. They were like, okay, so we're going to find these people. We're going to get them their arcanas.
See, you know. I almost think it would have been better if they had have just gone, all of these people are, like, selected to, like, compete in the tournament, and as such, they've been selected because they're special and they already have these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to find. I mean, I get that's kind of Cole Young's whole story.
Yeah.
Is him kind of trying to find his arcana and the reason why he fights, I guess.
Yeah.
And he sort of got there in the end. Mm. Mind you, we do need to mention that Cole Young, made up character,
completely made new. Up,
For this movie. Mm. Not sure why. There's like 40,000 characters,
and they threw in a lot of characters into this one
They also threw in a lot of characters. Yeah. Melina's back.
Melina
with her shit teeth.
Hey,
she was back,
and there was no Kitana.
There was no Kitana. You just kind of saw a fan in the background.
Yeah, and
so she's coming.
There was an allusion to, like, because Liu Kang, they're like, oh, you know, I know this is personal for you, and they're kind of, Liu Kang and Melina are giving each other side eye a little bit.
Is that a thing that happened? I missed all that.
Yeah, there was definite, like, they did not like each other.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like that's got to do with Kitana.
Yeah, well, they brought in Cabal.
Yes.
Which, look.
Who has, like, a relationship with Kano for some reason.
Well, because they're both from the Black Dragon clan.
Yeah, okay. Right?
So that's fine. But you're basically just, you're taking the character of Kano and you're effectively putting him in a suit.
With a different accent.
With a slightly different accent, still trying to do the same thing.
His accent was kind of more British.
Who's?
Cabal.
Is that what he was going for?
Yeah.
I thought he was going for, like, the Jersey guy. Like, from New Jersey.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. So sorry. Yes, it was Jersey. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused because my husband was saying to me, it's the same accent. He cannot hear for shit. He does not hear accents properly. And I was like, no, it was definitely different. There was something different about it. Yes, it was a more Jersey.
More something like that, you know what
it
I mean?
It was Jersey.
And or New York, all the people from New Jersey going, hey, fuck you, guy. We don't sound like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's like, it's either like Jersey or fucking Brooklyn or something like that.
It's from somewhere
in
the
American
East Coast.
Northern fucking East Coast. You know, get over it, America.
They had a Reiko was the big hammer guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had Reptile.
Ugly
which,
dude.
By the way, Reptile I thought was really well done.
Did you now?
Yeah.
It's
as well done as you can do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, very similar to, anyway.
Just look like a big Komodo dragon.
Yeah, big Komodo dragon.
Which would be fucking scary.
Yeah. And it kind of went invisible-ish and I thought it was cool. I was like, oh yeah, that was pretty well done.
And they brought in the character, fucking Wing Girl. What's her name? Natara. The one with the wings.
Oh,
the the hunter one that Shang Tsung's like, oh, you know, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
And like they made a big deal of it and then she just died.
Didn't do anything.
She like fucking did nothing.
Nothing.
She got fucked up by Kung Lao's hat. Anyway,
how terrible was Goro?
So, by the way, we haven't given anyone a spoiler warning.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
This is where into it.
Spoilers.
We haven't figured that out.
And spoilers.
So, we're pretty much from now on, we'll be spoilering everything.
So, you know, there's a moment where they're walking in Outworld and there's this huge statue of Goro.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought that was Goro. clearly it was a statue. Maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention. Maybe. 100%.
Yep.
But then later on when I actually saw Goro, I was like, why the fuck is he so small all of a sudden? And it never dawned on me that it was a statue.
Wow.
That was a giant ass.
You had a trip.
Statue. I just had a moment, man. I had a real moment, and it was confusing me, and I was so mad about it. And I was like, well, how the fuck was he so big before, and now he's so small, guys? What happened? And they're like, the fuck are you tripping on?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild.
That's what happened. So I was initially like super, super disappointed with Goro, but now I'm only mildly disappointed.
Was there anything then that you didn't like?
Goro.
Like specific, other than Goro's size.
and just, yeah, I mean, the story just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
The story just wasn't that great.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm the same. Like, the story's not terrific. I don't go into a Mortal Kombat movie expecting like a super great fucking story. And the people who were listening to my Kong versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus Kong thing are raging right now because they're like, well, you fucking...
You wanted a great story out of that, motherfucker.
Fucking big lizard versus big monkey.
Yeah.
And yes, I did.
Okay. Wow.
But out of this...
The double standards.
Out of this, I don't need... Like, it doesn't need to be a terrific story. I would have really liked a fucking tournament. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's my biggest beef is that it's like it's not Mortal Kombat.
And like some of the dialogue is a bit like clunky and sure, some of the acting's a bit sort of clunky. But hey,
you go into
it's
that
fucking
expecting it,
it's Mortal
though.
Kombat.
Yeah.
Like it's
if you want the fighting to be good, you have to kind of expect the acting to be a little bit bad.
Otherwise, you get fucking Bridget Wilson Sampras.
Exactly. And her acting wasn't even that good.
No, it wasn't. It was
so
terrible.
It's like, you know, you weren't even exchanging one thing for another there.
Well, let's talk about I think Jessica McNamee. Whatever her fucking name is.
Yes.
Who is this version of Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
Better in the sense of, you know, having that kind of that better like fight confidence.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
But still not quite all there for me.
There's
just something missing and I don't know what it is.
I liked that they tried to give her a little bit more substance as a character rather than just being like angry blonde.
Yeah.
You know.
I think yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
And they were like she really wanted the mark and she didn't have it, which is why she was so bitter. Like, whereas last time it never said why she was so bitter
all the time.
She was just an angry – it was like, oh, now I understand why she's angry all the time because she really wants to be part of this thing.
Well,
because
back then it was the 90s.
Yeah.
We didn't need to know why she was angry. We just had to know she was angry.
We didn't need to delve into the psychology.
It's a woman. She's angry.
She's angry.
It's the 90s. We get it.
She bleeds for a week every month. She's angry at the world.
We get it. Now it's 2021. We kind of need a little bit of backstory.
Listen, I needed a little bit of an explanation.
Can we get some substance as to why she's so angry?
Yeah.
So there was kind of like I guess my only other real sort of like real gripe would be that there's a couple of little nitpicks I have, but like my biggest gripe is kind of like Scorpion, right?
Yeah.
So really, really good opener.
Yeah.
First 7 minutes was great.
It was.
Really set the standard.
Oh.
And then you don't see the guy again until like the last 5 minutes of the movie.
But he does say the catchphrase.
He does.
And I loved it.
Yeah, but he only says it once.
Yeah, that's okay.
And once isn't enough.
Well, I think it felt like it came at the right time.
Because in the first movie, he was like, get over here. And he's like, get back here. And he's like, get down here. And he's just like everything.
Yeah.
He's like all of it.
I didn't like that, though.
You didn't like that?
Nah, I didn't like that. I think that the get over here worked perfectly.
Well, he did say it, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. But I just, like, I would have really liked to have seen more of that character, or at the very least, how I thought it was going to go, I would have liked for Cole Young to take the mantle of Scorpion, which I thought was going to happen.
That's what I thought, too.
Except he just, you know, he basically just gets a bodysuit.
Yeah.
Instead.
Okay, I was sitting there going, oh, he's going to be Scorpion.
Yeah. No.
He wasn't.
He did not. But let's talk about their arcanas for a second, because this is my other little nitpick.
Yeah.
Is Jax's arcana technology.
Was better arms. Slightly better arms.
It's like he had his, he basically, he got his innate powers.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, my innate powers are techno arms.
Slightly better. He already had the techno arms. Well,
no, he had old steampunk.
He had metal arms.
Steampunk arms.
And then he got his arcana and it was like, now we're going to beef up the arms.
Yeah. But it's like, it's literally like the tech just grew onto his arm.
Yeah.
And so that's his arcana, which makes fucking zero sense to
I
me.
Would have, if I were him, I would have felt so cheated. Like, Kano gets a fucking laser face.
Yeah, laser eye.
Yeah.
Kung Lao's got a frisbee hat.
Yeah. What a great hat, by the way.
So good.
So good.
Kung Lao is probably my most favorite sort of character that gets done real dirty.
Yeah.
In this movie.
I feel like him and Liu Kang were kind of like lovers.
But they're like best friends, mate.
I got lover vibes from them.
You got lover vibes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think like Liu Kang was just a little bit too upset? It's like, if Kay died, would I be that upset?
I think you would, but that's because you also give me lover vibes.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. That's fair. Fair enough. And Sonya Blade. They're just not quite getting it for me.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Look, how does it stack up to the original? Couple of quick fire questions to close it off.
I think it stacks up well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it doesn't get me quite as pumped. But it's fine knowing that there's probably more coming.
Yeah. Well, that would be my next question. Have they got you excited for a franchise?
Yeah.
And do you think they've done enough for a franchise based on the first movie?
Yeah, I think they have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
I think I want more.
Well, that's, yeah.
I want more. And, you know, obviously the end of it, without giving too much away, gets me like super excited for what's to come.
Well, we're fucking full into spoilers.
Okay, we spoiled that Johnny Cage is coming, baby. They're going to go find him.
So that was one of the endish credit scenes, if you will.
Yeah. So I want to, you know, I want to see that. I want to bring him in. I want some more characters. I want an actual tournament.
Yep.
I'm pumped for it.
Okay, who's your movie MVP from the new one? Kano's the movie MVP.
Yeah, how about you?
Look, it'd be for pure laughs has to be Kano.
Yeah,
But I would say probably Kung Lao. Except
as far as fighting and stuff goes, yeah, Kung Lao for sure.
He does his teleport thing through the fucking floor.
For sure,
he throws his frisbee hat, cuts that chick in half with it.
Look, the hat is my MVP.
The hat's your MVP.
Yeah.
Do you have a franchise MVP? So out of the whole thing.
Oh. No. You can't. I can't. Okay. It's the random Native American dude in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Nightwolf.
Find your animality. I love that guy.
That was fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's right. That's how the movie ended.
Yeah.
Fucking Liu Kang did his dragon thing.
He did the dragon thing.
The dragon thing in this movie, way better, mind you.
Sure, fine.
But he didn't have Nightwolf to guide him.
No.
At least they kind of, you know, they tried.
They tried. They did try.
And do you have one character...
Yeah.
From the entire series, as in franchise, games franchise,
oof,
that you would want to see in the future of these new movies
that you haven't seen
yet.
Okay. I really want to see Sindel.
You really want to see Sindel?
Yeah, just because I used to always play as her in the games and just kill everybody with my hair flips.
Sure.
And I want to see it.
Yeah. And that's how you live your life.
That's how I live my life.
Killing everyone with your hair flips.
Like, if I could flick my head towards somebody, grab them with my hair, and then body slam them.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would do that.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. As a bald guy, I really feel that.
Yeah. So I just want to see how they would do that for starters.
Yep.
How? If they could make that work, because they certainly didn't make it work very well in Annihilation, but I still loved it.
Yep.
And, that's who I want to see. Who do you want to see?
Look, I think the obvious choice is Johnny Cage.
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to see who they do for that.
Yeah.
And who they pick.
Yeah.
A less obvious pick would be maybe like a a noob Sabot.
Oh, yeah.
Who is basically probably where this version of Sub-Zero is going to end up anyway. So, yeah. Now that we're on that, just quickly, I don't really like the fact that they didn't really... So, Scorpion turns up at the start, turns up at the end, has this whole story in the middle that we just have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, we're just expected to understand based on... Like, are they just assuming that people who have played the games know what's happened? Do you know what I mean? Because there's absolutely no expectation. He's just like, I went to hell and I learned to how to fucking
he's like
harness
part demon my now hell. Or something.
Yeah, he's a Ghost Rider.
Sure.
He's like the Ghost Rider of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the thing
and
for me.
He's got a catchphrase.
He does.
I love it.
That's it.
Yes. That's no, wait, quick. Team Scorpion or Team Sub-Zero?
Look, I'd be... Man, I really like Joe Taslim. So just because of that, he's Sub-Zero. Yeah, okay. So just because of that, and his powers are way fucking cooler. And in this movie, they did that fucking real well.
They really
there
did
was,
it well.
There was some stuff where...
He was like the Night King. He brought the storm.
Sub-Zero would fuck the Night King up. Get out of here with that nonsense.
I think he would too.
He like ripped out some of Scorpion's blood and then froze it and then used it as a knife. And then threw him up against a fucking wall.
He destroyed Jax's arms.
Yeah. So just for that purely, Team Sub-Zero.
Okay, well, I'm Team Scorpion. And
are we going to fight again? Jesus Christ.
Yes, we're going to fight again.
God damn it.
We're always going to fight, Troy. That's what we do.
I can't fight you every time we get together for an episode.
Well, every time there's a blood feud, we always seem to be on opposite sides of it.
Right. Well, that's fine. I guess we're just destined to go back and forth like Sub-Zero and Scorpion centuries.
For centuries.
Centuries
just
enemies.
Like Godzilla and Kong.
Bit better.
But way
better.
Well, we don't know.
Did you want to score this movie quickly?
Did
we score Godzilla? I think we did.
I think we did. I think I gave it... I gave Godzilla a 7. I'll give this one like an 8.
An 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, I know.
What did I give Godzilla? 4.
I think it was like, I think it was either a 3 or 4.
Then this is like a 7.
Well, that's nice. Well,
look, I just had a good time. Look, I understand that there's some stuff, like as far as the story goes.
Yeah.
But there was enough in here for me that I would watch it again.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what is to come.
Yeah. I'm the same. I want to watch it again.
Well, that's it from us.
Yeah.
It's been a bloody hour of talking about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, shit. All I hope Mortal you guys Kombat's enjoyed that for an hour.
Well, look, there's 30 years of history, isn't there?
We had to go through it all. We could keep out.
Yeah, apart from the games, mostly.
Sure.
Which is where it all really stems from. But we will be back with another episode. In the meantime, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can leave us a review. You can tell a friend, et cetera, et cetera.
Hell yeah. And I think that everybody should join our Facebook listener community, Troy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
All you need to do is search it. Comic Confidential
listener community. Every week, I swear to God, every week somebody gets it wrong.
Yeah.
And we spend probably most of our time in that listener community.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. It's like, you know, your own phone number. You don't know your own phone number.
It's just second nature, you know. We're just there.
Search the bloody Comic Confidential listener community.
Yeah.
And join it. You can send us an email at comicconpod@gmail.com.
That's right. And if you like this vibe, what we give you week after week, I think you would like the other shows on our network. You can find the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast with Wayne and Troy.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
It'd be amazing.
It would be amazing. Just two bald guys.
That's too much. You can't have two bald guys in a room at the same time.
You can. You and Kate do it.
Reality collapses. He hasn't gone full bald yet. He hasn't embraced it. He shaves it down to like a 1.
What a coward.
What a coward.
I mean,
just fucking let it go, mate.
Come on.
Just let it go. It's not growing back.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we got Wayne and Paul.
Wayne and Paul.
Over there. And then we've got, of course, Believe, the podcast, supernatural, UFOs, paranormal shit. Gotta love it.
It's all there, isn't
it? It's all there.
If that's what you're into.
It's all there.
But that is it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.